Well, I was sentenced to 16 months to 7 years in prison for the accusation of rioting, that I rioted on May 13th of 1985. And when my 16-month minimum was up, the parole board interviewed me for a release and said that they were willing to release me, no problem. The only thing that they required was a special condition that I had to agree to, that I would not be involved in the MOVE organization at all, basically that I could have no contact with any MOVE person at all, and they would release me. I told them to go to hell, and I would do it because, as a revolutionary, you know, it was not my position to simply, you know, try to get out of jail. You know, it was my position to stand firm in my belief and expose them for what they did. And even though I had to max out, I did the whole 7 years, my sisters and brothers who became eligible for parole, a couple of them had to max out. But in the end, it was the government that had to give ground. And they paroled some of our sisters and brothers who were eligible for parole without that stipulation. You know, they had to back off of it. Now, I can't tell the people that you're talking about what they should do, but compromise has never worked for anybody, and it ain't never going to work, because it doesn't work for the person doing the compromising, and it doesn't work for those who push the compromise and who try to force somebody to compromise, because they don't stop. You know, they don't stop. They keep their oppressive, exploitive ways. And the person who compromised ain't free either. You know, they ain't free either because they have compromised. You know, so I can't tell the people that you're talking about what they should do. I can't demand anything from them. They have to do what they feel like they have to do. And I would never criticize them for that. But I'm just, you know, talking about me and my family. You know, nobody likes being in jail. Nobody wants to be in jail. But I'm telling you right now, if it comes to compromising, you know, or having to stay in jail, my family will die in jail. They will. And they don't want to stay in jail, but the work that's being done on that activity in prison, you know, it's just as important as the work being done. My family meets people from all over the country, even people outside of the country that come from Pennsylvania, come through Pennsylvania and end up in jail, you know? And they educate these people. They set an example for these people. They even educate the guards. You know, when MOVE people first went into prison, the guards had one attitude. You know, they was racist, they was brutal, they was oppressive. You know, they hated MOVE. And now, you got guards in those prisons that talk about, shit, I need to join MOVE. Because now they're understanding that it ain't just the people that they see as prisoners that are prisoners. They see, because of MOVE information, an example of MOVE, that they are prisoners too. Because they are imprisoned with that job every day, coming in there, getting up at a certain time, coming in there, and when they go and get ready to punch out to go home, if the prison is short a guard or a number of guards, they will come right then and tell those guards, you're, what is it, mandated, ordered to do overtime, to do another shift. And those guards cannot go home. So they're in prison too. And so all I'm saying is my family is engaged in revolutionary activity on that prison activity on a prison block, just like they would be if they were on a street block. Now, I'm making it clear. Nobody wants to be in prison. Nobody wants to stay in prison. But when it comes to my family, we are not hallucinating that there is all this freedom on the street and that prison is, you know, the building that they're, you know, at right now. You know, they may be in what's a maximum security prison, but we're all in minimum security. You know, we're all in prison too.